We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Bobcats Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Cat Chat, brought to you by Bridger Brewing, the official home of basketball Cat Chat. Case IH, get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Bobcats. And by State Farm. Talk to an agent today at 1-800-STATE-FARM or by visiting statefarm.com. Now, with head coaches Danny Sprinkle and Tricia Benford, this is Cat Chat.
Well, we thank everyone for joining us here for another edition of Cat Chat from Bridger Brewing. Bobcats at 14-13 overall. They're 8-8 in the Big Sky. Coach Danny Sprinkle is out recruiting today, so we're joined by assistant coach Dan Russell. And, Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate everybody for coming.
Bobcats coming off a couple of tough ones over the break there of last week. Portland State on the road. We talked with Coach a little bit last week. Kind of a crazy week. You go on the road on Thursday. You're coming home on Friday late. You guys got a late practice in then, but it turned into a quick turnaround. And then just talk a little bit about last week and how it all went down.
Yeah, like you said, the travel was just insane. Getting to Portland, it was great. Everything went well. And, you know, obviously the game didn't go the way we wanted it to go. And Harold getting injured and then having to pull him out, you know, it really shifted momentum for us in that game. And with the way that Portland State plays and their style of play, you know, just that chaotic, frantic pace without Harold really hurt us. And I think our guys grew up a lot in that period without Harold.
Yeah.
You know, obviously him going out with the injury, and then the quick turnaround, coming back, had the quick practice Friday night to get ready for Montana. And, you know, obviously, you know, like the Montana game didn't go the way that we had planned or hoped for. But, you know, even through that, I think our guys are they're growing up and they're maturing and they're getting better every day. which is, you know, it says a lot about this group. They just continue. We just keep talking about getting 1% better every day. And, you know, at the end of the day, if we're doing that, anybody can get hot and have a chance to win the whole thing. You know, we just got to put ourselves in position and for scheduling going into the Big Sky tournament. And, you know, it's anybody's game then.
Absolutely. Portland State, anyone who watched or saw that, they run that full court presser, yeah, press the entire game. I mean, right, they're in your face. As a point guard, it's not easy really anywhere to be able to move the ball. But it's so different than what you see in other games throughout the Big Sky. How do you prepare for a game like that where it is, like you said, going to be chaotic? They're going to be in your face. They want that quick, fast tempo.
It's almost impossible to simulate, Zach. It's one of those things where the only way you can prepare for that is if you run that type of style or system yourself, and your guys see it every day. You know, we have our scout team and our guys who we, you know, kind of run the other team's stuff at, and you know, they do a really good job, not to take anything away from them, but it just doesn't simulate Portland State's length, athleticism, speed. And you know, we did a pretty good job up until Harold, you know, sprained his ankle and had to come out, you know, because not a lot of teams in our league handle that press well, which is why Portland State's usually one of the better teams in the Big Sky just because of pace and, you know, style of play. But, you know, like you said, it's not easy to prepare going into that game just because of their press and their pace.
Yeah, Harold went down with that ankle injury, like you said, at the second half. Everyone kind of holds their breath all of a sudden. And he was wanting to get back in there in the second half. That's when Coach Sprinkle and your staff decided to hold him back a little bit, let him get back, recuperated for a big game on Saturday. But Michael Paula was the guy who had to step in. He ends up, you know, getting in there a little bit at times. You could tell a little rattled, but he calmed down as the game went along, had 11 points. Talk about his growth as a player, especially at that point guard position.
Yeah, him, Michael, probably out of anybody else in that game when Harold went out, grew up more than anybody. Just to be able to take over and for Harold when you know, because we all kind of, you know, when Harold's in there, we all look at him and, hey, make a play, man. And that turned to Mike, and Mike grew up a lot. He did some good things. He did some bad things. But I think he got better through that. Unfortunately, it didn't, you know, we didn't get the win. But I think it will help us moving forward, you know, and hopefully we get a chance to see them again in the Big Sky tournament, because we'd love to play them. I think we've seen that pace and athleticism and style enough now, and having a healthy Harold. And then Mike, who's a little bit more prepared to see that type of pressure for that long, and the length and athleticism, those traps, you know, I think he'd be ready for it. But his growth and maturity has come a long ways this season, and it did a lot that night.
It was an 87-77 winner for Portland State as we're here on Catch Hat, joined with Coach Dan Russell. I'm Zach Mackey on the Bobcat Radio Network. And Saturday, quick turnaround. It was a contest at home at the Brawl of the Wild against Montana. I know that was your first time coaching in that game here in Bozeman. What was that like to walk out 6,500 people and a lot of those Bobcat fans behind you guys the entire game?
It was so awesome. It was, for me, coming from the junior college level, and we always got pretty good crowds at our junior college level, but it blew it out of the water. It was nothing like I've been to Final Fours, but for our guys to come out and see that type of support and play in front of those, you know, our awesome crowd was unbelievable. And it gave our guys energy and juice to sustain for 40 minutes to keep them under 60 points, which not a lot of teams do in the Big Sky. You know, Montana's a good team. But I believe the effort that they gave forth on the defensive end was energized by the energy in the crowd and what the crowd gave us. It was huge. And it's huge night in and night out. We have great crowds here at Montana State, and our guys are very lucky to play in front of such a crowd. But I think it did help us in that Montana game. Unfortunately, we were just a bit short, but it did help our guys get through 40 minutes.
It was a 59-54 winner for Montana, but it was a game that you guys dictated the pace. This is a Montana team that right now is scoring at the highest rate out of just about anybody in Division I basketball in the western part of the country. 80 points per game in the month of February. They've been really clicking on all cylinders. You guys, for the second time this season, for Montana season, hold them under 60 points. Mm-hmm. You had to like here, and this time it was much more of a Bobcat type of tempo. You guys controlled the way that ball game was going to move along.
Yeah, the whole style, the flow of the game went the way we wanted it to go. The amount of possessions, slowing it down a little bit, not letting them get into a rhythm was exactly what we wanted to do. There were a few possessions here and there that we would have liked to have back, but for the most part, throughout the 40 minutes, it kind of went the way we wanted it to go. Because that's a team with very explosive scoring and a lot of guys who can shoot it and fill it up.
What's that say about a guy like Harold Frey? I mean, there's no question he wasn't 100% of that game on Saturday. He wasn't going to let his senior season go by without playing in that game here in Bozeman. But what does that speak of his toughness just to go out there and still play a real nice ball game?
Yeah, that kid's a warrior. You could tell there was about 5-6 little scenarios maybe in the game that he tried lifting off that ankle or, planting and changing directions that he just didn't look like the Herald were, used to seeing. And but it wasn't many. It was for 40 minutes or however, 39-something that he played. He did a really good job of not showing, his ankle injury or letting he's such a pleasure to coach that way. He just never complains, never gripes about anything, even this ankle injury. His ankle could have been broke against Portland State that night, and he still would have played in that Montana game, and that says a lot about Harold and what type of kid he is.
Two games last week on Thursday and Saturday for the Bobcats. In both games, you out-rebounded your opponents. It seems like that's kind of been an emphasis as of recently to really hone in on that, and the guys are rebounding at a really high rate.
Yeah, that's something we take pride in. I mean, it's something we work at every single day in practice. This morning at our 6:30 a.m. practice, the first thing we were doing was closing out, guarding, and rebounding, and that's our identity. And that's something that Coach Sprinks is just a non-negotiable for us. And it's been the main reason why we're hanging in there in the Big Sky and we're sitting there fourth, fifth place, and because we're able to guard teams and keep them under their averages and keep them shooting underneath their field goal percentages that they're normally shooting at, or three-point field goal percentages they're shooting at, we're able to take away a lot of stuff. And not only Harold, it says a lot about our group as a whole, and they've really bought in and committed themselves to the defensive end and rebounding at a high rate. Like you said, our guards have done an absolutely fabulous job rebounding for guards at their position, and our bigs are doing a great job as well. We got to keep hammering at away at that.
Coach, you guys go into the halftime on Saturday against Montana. It's 28-20 at that point, just a defensive battle. really, points came at a premium in that first half, and then all of a sudden Joe Thompson comes on during the Ribbon Chop House halftime. Everyone's seen this video now, 5 million views across the internet. He hits a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer, half quarter, and then, of course, a full quarter. I was talking to Harold yesterday, and he said, you guys were in the locker room, and all of a sudden the place went crazy, and you had no idea what was happening.
Yeah, we were back there, and we kind of just we didn't know the severity, like how big it was, until after the game. Obviously, there was stuff all over the internet and social media and whatnot, but we just thought somebody had hit like a half court shot or hit a three pointer, like in a halftime contest or something, but. A little surprised about the reaction of the crowd. We just thought it might have been because the crowd, there was a ton of people here. And, I don't even have words for that.
I was going to say, you've been around basketball a lot. You guys have all. Have you ever heard of anything or seen anything?
No, especially the way he did it. Like, most people, he cuffed it.
Yeah.
And then, heaved it. Like, he... he knew he wasn't going to, like, he knew he didn't have a chance.
But the funny is,
obviously, it went in.
Right. Like, how much better he got with each shot. I mean, the way it started, yeah. it wasn't there. And then all of a sudden, absolutely
crazy. I heard something that the kid stopped playing basketball in eighth grade or something like that. And then, like, he knew he was going to be a contestant. And, like, a couple weeks ago, he, like, practiced a few half quarters and full quarters, never made one. And obviously, he was money the other night. Yeah.
Coach Sprinkle went all the way down to Arizona today to recruit. I don't know about some guys on campus.
What's the
maybe.
Kid's name again?
Joe Thompson.
Joe
Write
Thompson?
Write that one down, yeah.
He's going up on our board immediately.
Sounds good. We're going to get into the break, and we'll be right on back as you're listening to Catch Up from Learfield IMG College.
Nobody does bacon like Wendy's. And with the Big Bacon Classic, you get freshly cooked hot and crispy bacon on a quarter pound of fresh beef. I said Big Bacon Classic, not classical music.
Right, my bad.
If you're not getting your bacon cheeseburger from Wendy's, what are you getting? Exactly. Get the Big Bacon Classic on the Made to Crave menu delivered today. Wendy's, we got you.
At participating Wendy's, approximate weight before cooking. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. Alaska and Canada. Delivery available in select markets. Prices may be higher than in restaurant. Delivery fee may apply.
Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. outside the box for your complete branding solutions. Located in Bozeman, Montana, we offer a full print shop for banners, signs, wraps, trade show booths and graphics, promotional products, and much more. If you can think it, we can ink it. We are a proud supporter and corporate sponsor of the MSU Bobcats. Like us on Facebook to see some of our cat wraps. Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. and call us at 406-922-6462 or visit us on the web at InkOutside.com.
First Security Bank has been your community banking leader for over 100 years. With convenient locations in the Gallatin Valley, they provide tools and services for your banking needs. Want to build your business without breaking the bank? They've got a loan for that. Plus, they know their way around the block when it comes to home loans. Take advantage of their totally free personal and business checking accounts and bank on your own time with their safe, secure online and mobile banking. First Security Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Success together.
Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Check out their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories at their North 7th Avenue location. And enjoy 20% off all Bobcat gear at Universal Athletic on Saturdays during home game weekends. Universal Athletic, a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years.
Did you know that flu season can begin as early as October? The season usually peaks between December and February, and it can last as late as May. As long as flu viruses are spreading, it's not too late to get a flu vaccine to protect yourself and your loved ones through fall, winter, and into spring. Get vaccinated today. For more information about flu shots, visit your healthcare provider, your local health department, or pharmacy. Learn more at flu.mt.gov.
No matter how far you may go, there's always one just down the road.
Town Pump, pump it up, pump it up.
Town of Pump is excited to once again sponsor the Brawl of the Wild Rivalry Series between Montana State and the University of Montana. Look for special Brawl of the Wild promotions throughout the year at your local Town Pump.
At Williams Plumbing, we know performance is everything. So when we're called,
Williams, get in there.
We deliver a full court press. We train hard. We give it our best shot. We provide slam dunk service. And we work overtime to earn our fan support. If your heating or plumbing is getting boxed out, let Williams assist. Visit WillPlum.com today and make Williams Plumbing your home team by scheduling your appointment online.
Entering the game now. Number one, Williams Plumbing.
Welcome back here on Cat Chat from Bridger Brewing. Again, Coach Danny Sprinkle is out recruiting today, so we are joined by Assistant Coach Dan Russell here on the program. Zach Mackey with you as the Bobcats at 14-13 overall. They are 8-8 in the Big Sky, remain right at that 500 point. It was last time a couple of weeks ago, Coach, where you guys had a tough loss in Missoula and then bounced back to one of your better games of the entire season against Idaho at home. I'm sure you and the guys are hoping for that same result here this coming week.
Yeah, you know, obviously we want to just keep getting better. That's the name of the game at this point. But you know, what we were talking about earlier, and it's kind of Coach Sprinkle's, you know, just who he is you know, every time you get knocked down, you get back up. And that's kind of the personality our group has taken on. And obviously some games haven't gone the way we want it to go, like we keep talking about. But every time these guys get knocked down, they always respond and get back up, you know, whether it's after one game, two, but you know, or practice the next day. Guys are responding. They're getting better. And we just keep talking about you just got to get 1% better every day. You get 1% better every day, you know, you're going to have a chance to hoist the trophy at the end. We just got to stay the course.
This week, both those games are going to be on the road Thursday at Sacramento State. That's a contest you guys won back in the end of December, 66-51. And much in part because of that was the points in the paint. You guys outscored them 36-18 down inside. Got to imagine the game plan is going to be go down into that paint again.
Zach, I don't even remember playing them.
I know.
It was a long that time. Long ago. I don't even – it's amazing you know those stats. I have to see a box score.
Yeah.
But, no, Sac State's – and they're playing really well right now. You know, Patton does a great job inside, and they have really good pieces, playing really good right now, like I said. And it's going to be tough. It's never easy playing at Sac State from what it sounds like. And, you know, just with that atmosphere and environment and their style of play. You know, I think the guys are going to be ready to rock. But, you know, they do have a good team and they have good pieces.
At Sacramento State on Thursday, you'll flip it around. Then on Saturday, travel to Flagstaff to play Northern Arizona. It's another close one. You guys won 63-61, another game in the end of December. But that's a team, Northern Arizona, from when you played them to now. They are much improved. Seem like a totally different unit. They went on a winning spree of five straight in the middle of the conference season.
Yeah, they're a great team. Great coach, really well coached. They have great pieces as well. They have one of the better bigs in Brooks DeBishop in the Big Sky. You know, he's shooting it at a high clip. He's one of the better field goal percentage shooters in our league, and they have a really good point guard in Shelton that is kind of the head of the snake for them and a lot of pieces around them, guys who can shoot it and their threats all over the floor. So they're a tough cover for us defensively. You know, I think we'll be able to take advantage of them a little bit on the offensive end, which will be nice as they're not one of the better defensive teams in the league, but they can score it, and they can score it in a ton of different ways.
Two road games here this week for the Montana State men's basketball team as we're joined here with Coach Dan Russell, assistant coach for the Bobcats. And, Coach, why don't you let everyone know a little bit what got you here to Bozeman, how your time's been here at Bozeman, too?
It's been awesome. Coach Sprinkle and I have known each other for a really long time. It actually started when he was an assistant here, and I was playing at Casper College where I just got done coaching and where I'm from. And he recruited me to come to Montana State and play. And I came on a visit, and we kind of, you know, our relationship just kind of went from there. I played for I obviously didn't end up coming and went to Black Hill State University. And then I was lucky enough to get a graduate assistant position at Wyoming where Coach Sprinkle and I kind of rekindled our relationship, and we've been really close ever since. And I've been extremely blessed and lucky to have the opportunity to come work for him. There's not a lot of really good guys, really genuine people who are head coaches at the Division I level on the men's side, and Sprinks is one of them. And to be able to give up being a head coach at the junior college level in the town that I was raised and grew up in, played at, to give that up, to come work for, you know, a head coach, I knew it had to be for somebody I had a close relationship with who was special. And that's what we believed in Coach Sprinkle. So it's been an awesome move. My wife loves it here. She wasn't a big fan of Casper, but she loves Bozeman. Obviously, this place is gorgeous. It's beautiful. Who doesn't love Bozeman? But the transition's been great just because of the people in Bozeman, how beautiful it is here, and then working for such a great guy and Danny, and then our staff. We've all kind of known each other in through different ways. And that's kind of how small the coaching business is. Like, I've known Coach Haslam since I was 9 years old. He played at the University of Wyoming the same time my oldest sister Jennifer played at the University of Wyoming. I met him when I was a little guy. And I've known Coach Durden from him recruiting my players at Casper College, just like Coach Sprink. So we've all known each other for a long time, and we all have good relationships. So to be able to work for, you know, such a great guy and work with great people, it's been a blessing.
Seems like a big philosophy for you guys right now, and that's where Coach is right now as you are recruiting those next couple of Bobcats, trying to sell them on the, you know, experience to come here to Bozeman. And that seems like that's been a big emphasis here early on.
Yeah, and we feel like we've hit home runs on two of the guys that we've signed early in the early period, and with Mike Hood Jr. out of Southern Idaho, and Tyler Patterson, 6'7" kid out of Snoqualmie, Washington, just outside of Seattle. But both of them kind of address the needs that we need moving forward, and you know, will help with scoring. And we're talking about guys who average, you know, a good amount of points, and their numbers look pretty good. And, you know, hopefully that will translate to this level. You know, they have some work to do, but we like them right now.
Coach, it was a big week this week, obviously, with the Brawl of the Wild going down on Saturday. We talked about the viral video that's gone everywhere, too. And then some people may know that the manager for the Bobcats, Braden Hall, got a shout-out, too, on ESPN's yeah. coverage on Friday night. Jeff Van Gundy said it was the best manager job he's ever seen. It was kind of a cool experience because Sacramento State, we had breakfast in the morning. We sit down to the ESPN crews right there, Van Gundy and Mike Breen, and they're calling the game that night. They were really impressed with Braden, how he was able to get the food out so quick.
But Jeff, as soon as he walked in the restaurant, he came over and talked to us for a little bit, and immediately he was asking us, like, who's that guy? Who's that guy? Man, he's a monster. Like, he's the best manager I've ever seen. And we're talking about a guy who's been in the business for a long time and, you know, at all levels and seen a lot of stuff. But Braden Hall is an absolute superstar. We couldn't be doing what we're doing if it wasn't for Braden in a lot of the in our managers who don't get a lot of the credit and do all the work behind the scenes. You know, what they do for us is invaluable. And, you know, for Braden to get a shout out on ESPN from guys like Jeff Van Gundy, Mark Jackson, and Mike Breen, you know, is so awesome. And it's so deserving for Braden. And it was awesome. It the whole deal was cool. You know, we walk in and sit down for breakfast, and Jeff Van Gundy, Mark Jackson, those guys are right there. And, you know, they're talking to us. And while Braden's food, I think, came out first.
Doesn't sit down.
Braden's food came out first, and he didn't sit down and eat his food until every single one of our guys and our coaches and staff had their food and were eating. And that's when Jeff was like, that's servant leadership to its finest. And you know, that's why that kid is going to be super successful no matter what he decides to do. And happy to have him.
Well, Coach, crunch time here. Four games left in the regular season. Crazy how quickly it's gone by. Boise is right around the corner in that, and we thank you for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate you guys coming out. Go Bobcats.
Coach Dan Russell will be back with Tricia Binford and Jason Alvin as you're listening to Catch Up from Learfield IMG College.
This is food and beverage manager Arkenna Mickelson coming to you from the Club Tavern and Grill located inside the Grand Tree Inn. We are your local spot for an upscale, family-friendly sports bar with all the major sports packages, including the Pac-12 Network. We are proud to be named Bozeman's Choice for Best Sports Bar, Happy Hour, and Wait Staff for 2019, just to name a few. We offer classic American breakfast, lunch, and dinner 365 days a year. Come see us for happy hour every day of the week at the Club Tavern and Grill. And yes, that is a half order of nachos.
At Williams Plumbing, we know performance is everything. So when we're called,
Williams, get in there.
We deliver a full court press. We train hard. We give it our best shot. We provide slam dunk service. And we work overtime to earn our fan support. If your heating or plumbing is getting boxed out, let Williams assist. Visit willplum.com today and make Williams Plumbing your home team by scheduling your appointment online.
Entering the game now. Number one,
Bobcat basketball fans, meet us every Tuesday at noon at Bridger Brewing for Cat Chat starting January 7th. Enjoy craft beer and pizza while hearing from Coach Sprinkle, Coach Binford, and select assistant coaches and players from both the men's and women's basketball teams. Bridger Brewing, home of the Bobcat Brown Ale, is offering $1 pints of Bobcat Brown Ale to all who come to Cat Chat to show their support for Bobcat basketball. See you each Tuesday at Bridger Brewing, across from the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse, for Cat Chat.
Town and Country Foods is a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. As a locally owned company, we believe the benefit of buying local helps support the local economies in Southwest Montana. Our stores offer great selections of items you need every day, including organics, specialty foods, fresh meats and produce, along with incredible selections from our bakery and deli departments. Town and Country Foods is 100% employee owned and serves Southwest Montana with 5 locations. Visit your local Town and Country Foods today. Go Cats!
Bobcat fans, support both your favorite team and Montana State students. When you shop at MSU Bookstores, you help lower the price of course materials for Montana State students. MSU Bookstore is owned by MSU students and faculty and serves as the only not-for-profit campus bookstore in Montana. Shop online at msubookstore.org, at Bobcat Stadium on game days, or on campus in the Strand Union Building. Remember, Bobcat fans, when you shop at MSU Bookstore, all proceeds from your purchase go directly to lowering the cost of course materials for Montana State students.
At Vance Thompson Vision, we celebrate new vision every moment of every day.
I was getting tired of putting in contacts. My eyes are getting drier, so I was ready to do something with my vision. My new vision is incredible. I have to do a double take sometime and say, wow, I can see without contacts or glasses.
Visit VanceThompsonVision.com to see how the most advanced cataract procedures can create new vision for you.
Cat Chat continues here from Bridger Brewing as we're joined now by head coach of the Bobcats, Tricia Binford, and senior Blair Braxton. And mentioned conference champion head coach Tricia Binford and senior Blair Braxton as the Bobcats get a split of the Big Sky regular season title, sweep the weekend, beat Portland State, beat Montana. And coach, just to talk a little bit about what a special weekend it was for you.
It was so special that we woke up Sunday morning and my daughter said, Mom, I want to relive that day. It was pretty special. Now, you know, when you think about the time that it takes to, you know, put the pieces together, get to this point of the season, and how hard that they've been working since the summer. October is not an easy month of basketball. Really, really challenging preseason schedule. And to see that have the fruit out of it. Thank you for bringing that closer. Is pretty amazing to be able to celebrate, and just really happy for this team. They worked tremendously hard, and like you said, it's just one piece. We're not done yet, but great to celebrate those moments when you can.
And Blair, you look at it, you've been a part of two championship teams now your freshman year. You made the NCAA tournament. What are some similarities from that team to this team, and how you were able to carry over what you learned from that team to today?
I think definitely the urgency that comes from the upperclassmen. Our seniors, my freshman year, you know, they knew what they wanted and they were going to get it, whether, you know, anybody else was going to help them or not. And it feels that way this year. I think we've definitely carried that over, and just the desire to, you know, be on top and prove that all the hard work that we put in is, you know, paying off is really important for us. And that's what we've done. You know, we've worked hard. This is what we want. And, you know, there's five of us seniors, and we were going to go get it if it was the last thing we were going to do here. So,
well, you mentioned that, and there was some times where on Saturday Montana was making runs, whether they cut it down to 14, 13. But every single time it seemed like it was you grabbing an offensive rebound, diving out of bounds, Ole hitting a three, Fallon getting a bucket. It seemed like the seniors weren't going to let Montana come back and weren't going to let them get back in the game. How did you guys just continue to withstand their efforts?
We were just locked in. I think we had a great crowd, you know, that day, and we wanted to show them what we were capable of. And, you know, I don't think there was anything more than just realizing that every possession, you know, needed to be ours. And my dad's been joking with me about the fact that I offensively rebound way more than defensively this season. But if that's what it takes, then that's fine.
Well, you mentioned rebounding, and right now there was a challenge put out early in the year. Position coach Katie Mobley challenged you to break her 671 rebounds, you and Madeline both. You're now nine shy of breaking Coach Mobley's record. when that does happen, because it's not a matter of it, but when that does happen, how special of a moment will that be for you and her to kind of realize that that challenge was met?
Yeah, I mean, me, Madeline, and her have been playing a game called Catch Me If You Can, and I think we both will. And so, you know, just, you know, she said if anybody's going to, you know, pass her, she wants it to be someone that she coached. And we've just built a really strong relationship. And, you know, she's helped me through a lot and motivated me to get out there and, you know, do it over and over again. So, you know, it'll feel really good because she beat me in a game bowling.
The real question is if it's before baby or after baby.
Might make her have the baby. I don't know. But, no, she beat me in bowling when I came on my visit my freshman, you know, right before my freshman year. I haven't beat her in anything since, so it's going to feel pretty good.
Coach, you go back to Thursday night in Portland, that Portland State game. We've talked a lot about it. Blair, I don't know in your 4 years if you've seen anything other than 2-3 zone from them defensively, but they came out and they tried something different. They came out in that 1-3-1, and it looked like it took about that first 10 minutes to adjust, but then once you guys got rolling, floodgates kind of opened in that game.
Well, we might have had to adjust, but we were still putting points on the board, which was the irony. I thought we got some really good looks. I thought we played through it, and I thought the bigger piece was we were so caught up in it looking different that we weren't doing what we needed to do on the defensive end. I think that's where we had to lock in and make some adjustments at halftime, which they did. And like Blair said, they're just on a mission right now. They're locked in. They're focusing on each other, getting better every day. And I thought we were able to wear them out in that second half.
Well, you mentioned the challenge at halftime defensively, but you come out in the third quarter and second half holding just 10 of 35 from the floor, including 2 of 19 from the three-point line. You know, drastically different from that first half. It allowed you to separate there.
Well, we want to make sure we didn't become the team that just is going to start outscoring people when our shots are falling from the perimeter. I mean, we've, from day one, said that we're winning this championship off our defense, and the offense is going to come. And offense is really starting to come right now, but we can't lose sight of that defense and the intensity that we have there. I think that's where this team really separates themselves. I think they have a chance to really get after teams, especially with the depth that we have to maintain that kind of intensity. And carry that into the postseason, carry that into the tournament. That's where those stops every single time down the floor. You should just hate to get scored on. And I thought we responded like that in that second half, like
you
said.
You mentioned the offense getting going right now. First time in the history of Montana State women's basketball, three straight games with 90-plus points there with the 198 and 92 scored in the last three games. Seems like the offense is coming around.
Well, it helps when you're hitting some outside shots, too. But Tom and I were on our way doing another media function. I still have plenty of things that I was harping on to do better offensively as well. But, no, I mean, I think what they're doing well right now is they're sharing the basketball. The ball's not getting stagnant. They're moving it well. They're finding the open person. They're finding the hot person. I thought, you know, as many times as Blair had somebody defensively on her, she still was able to find Tori when she's a hot hand on the perimeter. And I think that's when it gets really fun, when that team is saying, hey, this is the kid that's on right now. Let's go get her. But getting that ball swung, going through the inside and the outside, we're getting interior touches. We're getting outside touches. Our point guards are pushing the tempo. I love the pace that we're playing at right now. We just got to continue building off of that.
33 points from your bench against Portland State. We mentioned Tori Martell playing really well right now. Blair, you're averaging 10 points per game over the last four games as well. And I want to ask you, I know you have a very close relationship with your brother, and what kind of advice has he given you, especially with, you know, senior season winding down? He's overseas now playing, and what advice have you gotten from Zach?
You know, just reminding me to enjoy it. I think he plays a very aggressive style of basketball offensively, and that's never really been me, but I don't know what's happened to me over the last couple of games. I was kind of locked in, and I don't even really remember the game on Saturday. I was just running around doing whatever. So he's just, you know, trying to help me keep those moments and remember them and enjoy them and, you know, just do what I can to help the team get a win. That's all I'm ever really locked in on. So.
Well, and you've been able to do that. The 92 points against the Lady Grizz, the most ever scored against them in this rivalry. You've won 9 of 11 in there. It's got to feel pretty good to be sitting in your four-year career 7-1 against the Lady Grizz.
Yeah, it feels really good. I'm not going to lie. I think, what, have we swept them four times in the history of Montana State?
Oh, well, you've had it twice.
Three.
Three?
Uh-huh.
See, I don't even know.
Seven and one and three.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, so it feels good. It feels good. You know, having that be one of our goals and then being able to do it multiple times feels really good.
And Coach, I want to ask you the importance of that game. Obviously, you know, looking back at it for you, how fun is it to coach in that environment, whether it's in Missoula or in the Brick Reedham Fieldhouse? 3,500, 4,000 fans in there screaming, and it was just a tremendous atmosphere.
Well, it's why we're all here, right? I mean, you go on the road and you're seeing 100 people in the gym, and you look at how hard your team is working every day in practice, and I'm like, that gym should be sold out for this group, and I am so proud of our community to get behind these ladies and to give them that kind of atmosphere and that loud of an atmosphere. Just to play off of that crowd. We had a bunch of alumni in town to have them behind them, a lot of parents. It's just, it's really, really special. And it's the way the game's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a great atmosphere. And it's one of the things that we love about Bozeman, Montana.
Blair, where do you think your game has grown most over the past 4 years here in Blue and Gold?
Well, offensively, definitely. Being more attack-minded, my free throw percentage has changed a lot since my freshman year. And then just how I take every game on. Started thinking about different things before each game, praying for different things than what I did my freshman year, and, you know, just accepting I want to do this to help my team win, whatever that is, and that mindset. I think it goes across our entire team. Extremely selfless group of people. It's the best team that I've been on relationship-wise, and I'm honestly just having the time of my life, and it's pretty cool to do that my senior year.
Well, it has been pretty fun. 19-6 overall, 15-1 in the Big Sky Conference, clinched at least a share of the Big Sky Conference title on Saturday. Blair, appreciate your time here joining us today.
Thank you.
Great job, Blair.
When we return, we will sit down and talk about the upcoming week here with head coach Trisha Binford. You're listening to Cat Chat from Learfield, IMG College.
Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. outside the box for your complete branding solutions. Located in Bozeman, Montana, we offer a full print shop for banners, signs, wraps, trade show booths and graphics, promotional products, and much more. If you can think it, we can ink it. We are a proud supporter and corporate sponsor of the MSU Bobcats. Like us on Facebook to see some of our cat wraps. Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. and call us at 406-922-6462 or visit us on the web at InkOutside.com.
Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Check out their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories at their North 7th Avenue location. And enjoy 20% off all Bobcat gear at Universal Athletic on Saturdays during home game weekends. Universal Athletic, a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana is the local leader. That's why our members have a connection like no other. Because Blue Cross
serves the local population well because they understand the environment here. And they're always
willing to try new things. They share our same vision.
Blue Cross cares about their policyholders. They treat you like a friend.
That's the benefit of local from the partner who's right here. Through it all, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana is a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
No matter how far you may go, there's always one just down the road.
Town Pump, who pump it up? Pump it up.
Town of Pump is excited to once again sponsor the Brawl of the Wild Rivalry Series between Montana State and the University of Montana. Look for special Brawl of the Wild promotions throughout the year at your local Town Pump.
What if a bank wasn't built around money? What if it was built around you? Around people, making, doing great things, energizing entire communities. That is more valuable than money. And it's what we've built this bank to hold. First Interstate Bank, built for you. Visit us at firstinterstate.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Nobody does bacon like Wendy's. And with the Big Bacon Classic, you get freshly cooked hot and crispy bacon on a quarter pound of fresh beef. I said Big Bacon Classic, not classical music.
Right, my bad.
If you're not getting your bacon cheeseburger from Wendy's, what are you getting? Exactly. Get the Big Bacon Classic on the Made to Crave menu delivered today. Wendy's, we got you. At participating Wendy's, approximate weight before cooking. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Delivery available in select markets. Prices may be higher than in restaurant. Delivery fee may apply.
Catch-Up continues here from Bridger Brewing with head coach Trisha Binford. And, Coach, you look at it. We mentioned 15-1 in conference play, 11 straight wins, longest streak since 1987-88 when they won 17 in a row to start the year. But the game against the Lady Grizz, vastly different offensively here at home. You come out, first possession, Fallon hits the bucket to go right ahead, and I thought that maybe kind of eased your team into that game, and then they hit the ground running there in that first quarter.
Well, the tempo was just drastically different for us. We were so stagnant at their place, and it was stalled, and are we going into man? Are we going into zone? We can't hear anything. And this time we said, you are not worrying about what they're in. You're going into this action every single time. And I thought our point guards pushed the tempo. We moved the ball. We shared the basketball, and we were shot ready. I mean, that was really the biggest difference on the offensive end. I thought they were really attack-minded. I thought the tempo really played to our pace. We're able to keep that game moving, get multiple possessions, and then the defense always has a lot of fun when you're putting points on the board, and then you're able to get some stops and roll.
And those, some of those stops included getting the ball in the hands of Torrey Martell in that first quarter in Missoula, 2 of 22 from the three-point line for the game. In the first quarter alone, 4 of 9, and I thought that really took Montana out of how they wanted to play you. They had to switch into man-to-man defense against you, and I thought that changed things.
Well, you know, when pretty much you're going to have to make a change if you're hitting those kind of shots. You know, I think that's what makes this balanced team really challenging is the fact that we have such a strong post-interior presence. You know, we have four players in the post, and typically teams are trying to play through one kid, and we're just rotating those kids in, and you've got to pay attention to them, and everybody's been clogging that up, but now when you start knocking down some outside shots, you're going to have to try to be there on airtime, and now you're playing one-on-one in the post play. So I just think Martell's mindset, I think she's always been a shooter for us. I thought a turning point for her is when we didn't have Oli available and she had to start for us for three games. She's just continued to build off of that, her scoring production, and knowing that when she comes in, teammates are finding her a little bit better. But all of our offensive players, I thought, were a little bit more shot ready and ready to be attack minded. And, you know, and then you get the energy of the second efforts. I mean, you cannot undervalue what Blair Braxton is doing. Particularly these last few weeks, we said it when we were over playing Idaho State a couple weeks ago when she's crashing and they had no answer to keeping her off the glass there. I'm like, this kid is playing for something bigger right now. There's nothing from a coaching world that can outcoach the heart of a kid that knows that it is my senior year and you are not stopping me from it.
Well, to allude to what her dad had mentioned to her, she had 5 offensive rebounds against Montana, 2 on the defensive end, all 6 of her offensive rebounds at Idaho State.
I'm still challenging her on the defensive boards as well, so I'm right there with you, Keith.
You know, all
but
6
I do
of
love those O-boards.
Blair. Boards at Idaho State were offensive and really has just been fantastic. But the balance of this team, once again, 6 players in double figures. It only happened once previously last year against Long Beach State, now the 2 times in the span of 4 games. You guys have the balance that you do. Maybe a little bit more believable to have 6 players in double figures when you score 92 points as opposed to when you score 74 at Idaho State.
Well, yeah, it's pretty remarkable as far as the balance that we're getting, but the consistency piece is the piece I always go back to. You know, anybody can have a great game, you know, one every other night, but we're getting that consistency from our bench, from our starting lineup across the board, and I think that is where we've been able to separate ourselves a little bit, and you need to continue building off of that. You don't need the hero plays. We don't need those home run plays. You need those consistent plays, and this team is locked in to, we call it doing our jobs. And when we do our jobs well, we protect our teammates, good things tend to take care of themselves.
Well, there are 2 remaining home games here for your squad here, Thursday and Saturday. $5 tickets remaining for both those games against Sacramento State and Northern Arizona. Saturday is National Girls and Women in Sports Day, free admission to all kids that wear team gear. And Saturday is also Senior Day to honor the 5 seniors on this team. We'll also honor seniors, if you're 55 and older, free admission to that game as well. But when you look at it and you look at Thursday's game against Sacramento State, we always talk about the different team that they are, the different style that they play. They've had to play a little bit different because Kennedy Nicholas not in the lineup the last few weeks due to some injury, and then played last game without Gabby Bade, their star guard for them as well. So it's even a more different team than you saw on, what was that, December 28th?
It's a little unique that our schedule started with these two teams and it's almost finishing with these two teams. So both teams are a little bit different, but the style of play is going to be the same. I think we're expecting Nicholas to be available. Obviously, you want to prepare for both of those kids if they are, and if they're not, the system is not going to change. You know, this is a team that's going to have a lot of dribble drive action. They're going to put up a lot of threes. They're going to try to break you down one-on-one, going to try to isolate for four out, one in through the post play. Bottom line with that team is no second possessions. We need to make sure we own the glass. This is probably where we've got the biggest advantage, that they have struggled on rebounding. So our margin, we've got to make up a ton there. And this is also a team that does a good job on the defensive end of forcing errors by changing things up, whether that's different styles of look in their press, maybe going back man, maybe throwing a random trap, maybe going back 2-3. We did not take care of the basketball very well in the first half there, and then we kind of exploded in the second half in transition. We just need to start and take it all the way through to the finish on doing a better job of just executing in general. But we are also number one in steals, so if we can get some possessions on taking care of the basketball and forcing mistakes on their end, I like our chances, and we also are here in the field house, so I like that as well.
And you mentioned the rebounding edge against this team. In that first matchup, you guys had a season-high 59 rebounds. Defensively, you held them to 25%, scored 32 points coming out of half there in that third quarter, which up until the fourth quarter against Portland State was a season high in a quarter. How do you kind of duplicate that effort here in the brick?
Well, I think this is actually a really fun matchup for our team. You know, it's a very simple scout report. There's not going to be a lot of things to prepare for. It's more, you better be good in transition on keeping it really simple, how you break a press, what action you're going into, and on the defensive end, you better not pop out of your stance. You better get your push points. You better have ball pressure and finish it. And our team did a great job the last time around, and I think we can absolutely challenge them to match that and not do, if not, do even better. But for that freshman class, their first experience, I said, this is going to be a fun game for you. I think this is going to be a really fun game for the fans to watch, because there should be a lot of transition. It should be a high possession game and a game with great spacing.
And you mentioned those freshmen, Darian White, Madison Jackson, Cola Badbear. And your thoughts on their progression from day one when they got on campus to right now?
Well, I tell you what, they're just sponges. You know, they're just kids that are just going to put 100% all out there, and the seniors are going to tell them what to do with it, and they're all in. And what I love about them is they just play with energy, passion. They're super competitive, but they just look like they're having fun, and I think that's contagious for us. But boy, can they sure defend on their end, and I think that makes us better. I think Darian and Maddie are kids in the backcourt that help us with the press. I thought we were pretty efficient with the press. Most of our turnovers came when we got to the half court. So I think their progression's been fantastic. Cola continues to get better and better by seeing what our seniors are doing in the post play. I thought she had really strong minutes against Montana. And we need to make sure they're playing their best basketball right now, too. You know, a lot of freshmen are coming off of high school, and their seasons are done. We're expecting them to give us a whole nother month, maybe more, and give us their very, very best. But I think they're locked in for that.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because I talked to Darian White yesterday, and she had said, if I was still in high school, we'd be done right now. And I was like, well, D, I was like, we got a lot more basketball yet to play. And keeping that kid locked in, it doesn't seem like it takes a whole heck of a lot.
No, she seems like she's a basketball junkie, doesn't she? She's just ready to be out there with her teammates. And, you know, I actually kind of like the schedule. Typically, I'm like, oh, I want to finish at home before you head to the tournament. This team has so much fun together on the road. We're going to be finishing on the road and heading straight to tournament. I think that's actually going to be a perfect scenario for this group.
And you look at it, Thursday is a day to honor missing and murdered Indigenous people, so fans are encouraged to wear red.
Fantastic cause for us.
The Bobcats will wear red shooting shirts in that game, so if you're coming to that game, make sure you wear some red to support that cause. But, Coach, congratulations once again. Grace says, I can't let you go. You got Northern Arizona for Senior Day. How do you lock in on the Lumberjacks?
You jumped over to the second one.
Yeah.
We're going to honor our seniors the right way. How about that?
That's exactly what I expected here today. Once again, this is Cat Chat from Bridger Brewing. We'll be back here with Zach Mackey and wrap things up. You're listening to Cat Chat from Learfield, IMG College.
Town and Country Foods is a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. As a locally owned company, we believe the benefit of buying local helps support the local economies in Southwest Montana. Our stores offer great selections of items you need every day, including organics, specialty foods, fresh meats and produce, along with incredible selections from our bakery and deli departments. Town and Country Foods is 100% employee owned and serves Southwest Montana with 5 locations. Visit your local Town and Country Foods today. Go Cats!
Not all sounds are calming to the soul.
Ambient Air Solutions, how can we help you?
Yeah, I keep hearing this buzzing noise.
Ambient Air Solutions, how can we help you?
Hi, my furnace is making a whoop 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 whoop, whoop sound.
Ambient Air Solutions, how can we help you?
My furnace needs an exorcism. It sounds like...
For those sounds that are not calming to your soul, Ambient Air Solutions is here for you 24/7 to replace the unsettling noises so you can get back to the peace of mind you deserve.
Bobcat basketball fans, meet us every Tuesday at noon at Bridger Brewing for Cat Chat starting January 7th. Enjoy craft beer and pizza while hearing from Coach Sprinkle, Coach Binford, and select assistant coaches and players from both the men's and women's basketball teams. Bridger Brewing, home of the Bobcat Brown Ale, is offering $1 pints of Bobcat Brown Ale to all who come to Cat Chat to show their support for Bobcat basketball. See you each Tuesday at Bridger Brewing, across from the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse, for Cat Chat.
When garage door issues happen, don't just call anybody. Call the pros at Door Tech. Our family-owned and operated business is celebrating 25 years in the Gallatin Valley. We install and service residential, commercial, and custom overhead doors and operators. With factory-trained and certified technicians, we're committed to quality, value, and long-term relationships. Call us at 582-1623 and let us help you with a solution to all your garage door needs. Door Tech is raising the door on quality. Your region's only premier authorized Rainer dealer.
This is food and beverage manager Kenan Mickelson coming to you from the Club Tavern and Grill located inside the Grand Tree Inn. We are your local spot for an upscale, family-friendly sports bar with all the major sports packages, including the Pac-12 Network. We are proud to be named Bozeman's Choice for Best Sports Bar, Happy Hour, and Wait Staff for 2019, just to name a few. We offer classic American breakfast, lunch, and dinner 365 days a year. Come see us for happy hour every day of the week at the Club Tavern and Grill. And yes, that is a half order of nachos.
For all of your tree and lawn care needs, turn to Arbor Medic Tree and Lawn Care, a proud sponsor of MSU Athletics. Arbor Medic Tree and Lawn Care provides outstanding service for your landscape for pruning, removals, stump grinding, tree moving, plant health care, and all of your landscaping maintenance needs. Check out Arbor Medic Tree and Lawn Care, Wade Dooley Certified Arborist.
Back to wrap things up here from Bridger Brewing. Jason Alvin, Zach Mackey rejoins us as we look at what we see here coming up for the Montana State men and women, the men out on the road again. And it's a pretty crucial opportunity here because they're right in that mix for that coveted first round bye. And going to Sacramento State, not an easy place to play when they're playing their best basketball right now.
No, absolutely. You mentioned being on the road like that, and that's not easy. You're going two games on the road, then you're going to come back home. But the travel is a little bit different, too, to Sacramento, and then all of a sudden to northern Arizona. It's going to be a little tricky back and forth. But the funny thing is the same way Coach Binford was saying it, you played these two teams at the beginning of the season. Now you're playing them at the end when there were other teams you played in the middle, and you kind of stacked those up kind of closer to each other. It's a little bit different how it stacks up here for either side.
Well, and then the Montana State women again at home here. Sacramento State on Thursday again honor missing and murdered indigenous people. So please wear red for that game. The Bobcats clinched a first round bye on the women's side. So they will kick off Boise on Tuesday afternoon. And it is a kind of a jumbled mess from the rest of the Big Sky Conference standings down. Northern Arizona, the Saturday opponent, they're sitting in second right now, 12-5. They swept Idaho. Idaho has 11 wins, 5 losses. Idaho State 11-6. Southern Utah, Montana tied right there for that coveted first round bye at 9-7. Northern Colorado 7-9, 6-10. Portland State 6-11. Sacramento State, Eastern Washington 3-13, and Weber State 1-16. So there's still, even though there's only 4 games left, there's still a lot to be decided on either side of the ledger in the conference standings.
Yeah, and right now, you know, the big jump is to try to be one of the top 5 teams on the men's side. If you're one of the top 5 teams, you're going to get a bye. You're only going to play 3 games as opposed to 4. You'll start on Thursday. The Bobcats are in 5th place right now, but Portland State is right there. Southern Utah is right there. Weber State, Sacramento State. Those games are all within a half game. So, I mean, there's still a lot of movement to be decided here with four games left in the regular season.
Well, it should be a good final four games here for both these squads. A lot to still play for. Montana State women can clinch the Big Sky Conference outright on Thursday, so make sure you're here to support this great group of ladies and a great group of teams sitting at 15-1 in league play. For Zach Mackey, Trisha Binford, Blair Braxton, Dan Russell, I'm Jason Elvin saying thanks so much for listening to Cat Chat from Learfield, IMG College.
Chat with head coaches Danny Sprinkle and Trisha Binford has been brought to you by Bridger Brewing, the official home of basketball Cat Chat. Case IH, get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/bobcats. Also brought to you in part by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Montana State University, mountains and mines. And by Town Pump Food Stores, exclusive sponsor of the Brawl of the Wild series. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Bobcats Sports Network.